The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome back to Birdland Today. I'm your host, Josh Soroka, and this is the show where we take a daily look at everything going on with the Baltimore Orioles. Now, it is the offseason, so there's not a whole lot going on. I don't, unfortunately, get to come on here and tell you that Roky Suzuki signed with the Orioles. I hope I get to make that announcement later on, but not yet. So what are we going to do? Well, today's episode for Wednesday, January 15th, we're going to look at some of these long-term contract extensions. Who deserves one? Who might be next? And whether the Orioles are really ready to open up that checkbook for their young core. Now, this all came up because over the weekend, or it might have been Monday, I saw people talking on Twitter about how Ryan Ripken made a comment that he believes Adley Rutschman will be extended before opening day. And that got me thinking, is Adley the right guy for an extension right now? What about Gunnar Henderson or some of the other young players that don't come top of mind like Adley does? So let's dive into it. And we're going to start with Adley Rutschman because he is, like it or not, the face of this rebuild. It's all kind of been handed to him before he even took the field. Now he's been playing fine, and I love Adley. But personally, when we're talking long-term deals, I am not ready for a 10-year deal for Adley Rutschman. And I don't know if Adley's ready for that yet. Because Adley's numbers over the past 3 years, they're not consistent. Well, they're kind of consistent, but they're not showing the progress. They're not showing the growth, the improvement that I want to see before I hand out a massive long-term contract. In 2022, he batted .254 with 13 home runs over 113 games. Not bad. In 2023, he improved, got up to .277 with 20 home runs and 154 games. But last year, his average dropped down to .250, and he only got 19 home runs. And I know I went on Section 336 and said, well, something's going on. Either he's hurt or he gained weight. Something's going on. And those stats seem steady. He's in that mid-two range. But they don't pass. Adley doesn't pass the eye test for me. He doesn't look great. His WARs declined each year. He went from a 5-4 WAR to a 4-3 to a 3-4. But again, Adley's a great player. But considering that he's playing catcher, a position that wears down with players physically, I really want to see him bounce back and be a better player before I offer him a huge extension. The last projection I saw for Adley was an extension that would be 8 years, $156 million. And the amount of money doesn't scare me. I'm just not sure if I would rush into that right now with Adley Rutschman. It's more about long-term durability for me with Adley than pure talent. I want to see him get better as a player and show that I don't need to be concerned that he's going in the wrong direction. Now, I say all that, he's still young. There's plenty of time for him to show that he can maintain and improve and build upon that sophomore year. But I'm just not sure right now about Adley. Now, let's talk about a player who absolutely deserves an extension right now. And you guys know who that is. It's Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar Henderson, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. He deserves a long-term extension. We've got 3 years of data on Gunnar. And unlike Adley, his trajectory is moving in the right direction. He only played 34 games in 2022, but he batted .259. And in 2023, he got a full season under his belt, playing 150 games, and he batted .255 with 28 home runs. Last year, 2024, he took a big step forward, batting .281 with 37 home runs over 159 games, about the same amount of games. Now let's take a look at his WAR. His WAR progression, that's the story. He went from a 1 in 2022 to a 6.2 in 2023, and last year he led the team with a 9.1 WAR. And it's not just the team. That 9.1 WAR, that is the fourth best in all of baseball. Then if we're looking at Gunnar on the defensive side, his WAR ranked 21st in all of baseball. To put that in perspective, being top 25 in defensive WAR across the entire league and having an offensive WAR that's leading your team and that's fourth in all of baseball, that's not a small feat. Gunnar is a generational talent. Gunnar is clearly a foundational piece of this team, and I'd love to see him in Baltimore for the next 10 years. But, there's a huge problem. His huge problem is his agent, Scott Boras. Boras has a reputation for letting his players hit free agency and rarely agrees to early extensions. It has happened before, but I wouldn't hold my breath for someone as good as Gunnar Henderson is. The projections for Gunnar Henderson's extension, last I saw, was 12 years, $274 million. Again, I don't hate that number, but it's a big commitment. But more importantly, we know Scott Boras is going to push for top dollar and wait and wait and wait to get that top dollar. That said, if the Orioles could pull this off, it'd be a huge win for the team, a huge win for Birdland and the fan base. Locking down a young superstar like Gunnar, it sends the message that this team is going to be serious about competing for the next 10, 12 years, for years to come. It's a huge statement. Now, I want to take a quick break here, and then I want to talk about some guys who are under the radar that I think you could get extensions for reasonably and set this same good foundation.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Adley, Gunnar, those are the obvious ones. But let's talk about some other players that I think I'd be perfectly happy if we saw some extensions for these guys. The under-the-radar guys. They might not be getting all the same attention as Adley or Gunnar, but they are great foundational pieces for the Orioles. First up on my list is Jordan Westberg. He's been solid for the past 2 years. batting 260 in 2023, 264 in 2024. His WAR went from a 1.2 to a 2.4 over that span. He's not the flashiest player, but he's reliable, he's consistent, and we're seeing growth from him. Growth in players is what I want to see if I'm going to lock someone up long-term. So I'd love to see the Orioles lock him in long-term. What makes Westberg most appealing is that he won't demand a massive contract. And there's that growth. So if you can get him and extend him just a little bit, you don't need a 12-year deal. A 5-year deal would be great for Jordan. He's the type of player that could add depth and stability to this roster. Another guy out there is Colton Cowser, even younger than Jordan Westberg, as far as experience in the big leagues. And he struggled when he came up in 2023, batting just 115 in 26 games. But look at 2024, where he took a huge step forward, a 3.1 WAR, 242, batting average, 24 home runs, completely respectable numbers. And again, not a massive contract to keep Cowser around for the long haul. It's all about the potential with Cowser. And he showed that he can adjust, he can improve, which is exactly what you want to see with a young player. Jordan Westbrook, Colton Cowser, these are great foundational players that don't cost you the same amount of money. Again, Gunnar Henderson's in the top. He's the number one guy. But this is looking at some guys that we're not really talking about for extensions that set a great foundation on this ball club. All right, who else? Let's look at the pitching staff. Grayson Rodriguez, if he can stay healthy, of course he's a pitcher that you want to build around. Pitching's always a premium in baseball, and Grayson has shown flashes that he can be a top-tier starter. Health is the factor with him. If he can stay healthy or not to become that long-term piece. Another young guy, Jackson Holliday, had a disappointing 2024, I would say. So he has to take this big step forward in 2025. But he's another key piece that you could get when young. But the Orioles will likely wait to see how he handles this season, make sure he knows how to play baseball. But also, he's a Scott Boras client, so you got to keep that in mind at all. The other one more for you that nobody, I've heard nobody mention this guy with an extension. And a guy who I really feel could solidify things in our rotation. If you give me Grayson Rodriguez and you give me this guy, I am excited about our rotation. And that guy is Kyle Bradish. Kyle Bradish has everything to become an ace in this league. If he comes back from his Tommy John surgery this July and he looks like that ace that he has the potential to be, then I definitely want the Orioles to lock him up long term. Bradish was showing real promise before his injury. And if he can return to that form, he can be a major part of this Orioles rotation for the next 5-6 years. Those guys, I think, are key for the Orioles. It's anyone can talk about extending Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, because those are the obvious ones. But I am more interested in the under-the-radar guys and how they could really make this team a long-term competitive team, because that's... I know we won a World Series, and I won a World Series yesterday. I want it this year. I want it next year. I want to win 20 of them. I've never had a World Series. I was 3 years old when the Orioles won the last World Series. But in order to stay competitive long-term, we need to lock up some of these young players. Even if it's some of the under-the-radar guys, let's take care of it now while they're more affordable. All right, so that's going to do it for Birdland today. We covered a lot of ground from Adley and Gunnar to Westberg, Cowser, Bradish, Rodriguez, even a little touching on Holiday, even though that's a wait and see. It's going to be interesting to see how the Orioles can handle those potential extensions. Are they ready to commit money to these core players, or are we going to be waiting and seeing every offseason? Only time will tell. But as always, I want to hear from you. Who do you think the Orioles should prioritize for extensions? Reach out, hit me up on Twitter at Josh Soroka and let me know. Thanks for tuning in. As always, go O's. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share Birdland today with your fellow Oriole fans. I'll be back tomorrow with a few more thoughts about what's happening in Birdland.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.